Welcome to the Business Advisor Podcast, brought to you by the Business Advisor Academy. This podcast is dedicated to helping business professionals create, sell, and deliver high impact and high value business advisory services. Now, let me introduce you to your host today, Amanda C. Watts.
Welcome to today's podcast episode, and today I want to talk to you about your role as a business advisor and how to run an advisory session. If you look up the word advisor on Google, it clearly states that the meaning of advisor is a person who gives advice in a particular field. It makes sense, especially as this is the Business Advisor podcast, and we are all about being business advisors here. Well, how would you feel if I said to you that giving advice is not your primary job as a business advisor? Okay, let's dive into this a little bit more as I unironically give you some advice. The biggest problem that people in my world have that are not yet my clients is that they have fear. Fear around positioning themselves as a business advisor. Fear that you do not know what you want to advise on. Fear that you don't know enough to help people. Fear that you haven't helped a certain kind of business. Fear that you haven't run a big multi-million dollar business yourself. Fear that you don't know what advice to give. And then this fear develops into a lack of confidence, and then you go into a spiral, wondering if you could ever be a business advisor, and actually maybe it's just better to grow a traditional accounting firm and offer compliance. And then they stay stuck. Stuck attracting price-sensitive clients. Stuck doing commoditized work and being questioned on price. Stuck not doing what you really want to do. And stuck on the hamster wheel with the only option to bring in more and more clients so you can grow your revenue enough to hire the next team member for their more and more clients. It's exhausting. It's just absolutely shattering thinking about it. So this fear around offering advisory services morphs into lack of confidence, and then boom, business advisory becomes a tomorrow thing, not a today thing. All because you didn't know what advice to give. So how would you feel if I said that a business advisor doesn't need to give advice? In fact, if you just spent your time with a client not giving advice, you would probably be the best business advisor out there. So where am I going with this podcast episode? What am I really trying to say? Let me give you an example. Let me share with you a story, right? Let's imagine that you have a best friend or a husband, a wife, partner. When you have something on your mind, you decide to share with them how you're feeling, and you share that you're stuck with an idea or that something has happened. You pour your heart out, and at the end of you pouring your heart out, the person that you're telling decides to give you a list of 5 ways you can fix this problem. How do you feel when this happens? Do you feel happy and grateful for their advice, or do you just want to punch them in the face because you haven't actually asked them for advice, you just poured your heart out? If, like me, you probably love helping clients, it can feel great to lend a hand to a friend or to a co-worker. And we can feel proud to have given someone a solution. We all love giving advice, and more often than not, we have the perfect solution to every problem apart from our own. And here is the point. When we focus on giving advice, we are often doing it from a place of being ego-driven, instead of it being an altruistic act. Let's be honest, most advice is pretty useless. It pleases the giver of advice rather than the receiver of advice, and advice is often given from the place of what we think rather than a full understanding of the matter at hand. People want you to listen, not to talk. Everyone needs help to solve their problems, but it doesn't mean that they want to follow your advice. It's tempting when someone has a problem to chime in and feel the need to rescue them. I know, because I'm often tempted. Unless someone has specifically said to me, Amanda, what do you think about X? I try really hard to bite my tongue and not give bucket loads of advice. How many times have you heard yourself say to someone, have you tried this, or have you tried to do this, or you should do X? I have to remind myself continually, giving advice rarely works. And here's the thing. Many of you have compliance-based clients. You do the work for your clients and you proudly declare that you give away advisory services and you help your clients already, but you don't charge for it. And it's well-meaning advice, but it never gets actioned because it's not part of the service you offer and you do not get paid for it. And people who are getting your advice probably haven't even asked you for that advice. And you know the saying, when people pay, they pay attention. In most cases, when people say they want to talk something through, they want to do the talking. Your role is to listen, not to take over. No one really cares about your advice, or mine either. Don't fall into the trap thinking your advice is wisdom. You can share your experience or your knowledge, but you can't impart wisdom. It's an internal experience. I see this a lot in some of the business growth masterminds I'm in, one in particular led by a couple of gentlemen in their late 40s, early 50s, and they love to give advice, especially when you haven't asked, and especially to the women in the group. They beat their chest and tell people how to act and what to do. Even if they have good intentions, it just doesn't work. These guys actually lose respect and are seen as jungle gorillas beating their chest. So if being a business advisor isn't all about giving advice, what is it about? Well, as I've said in episode 5, business coaches are stealing your clients. They are getting paid $1,000 or $2,000 a month or more for their services, and the majority of them have never run a successful business and have never been an accountant. So how do they manage to be a business coach without this experience or the necessary education? As I've said above, giving advice is rarely appreciated, and powerful business advisors, consultants, and coaches rarely give advice. Instead, they listen intently and then they ask questions. Today, I want to share with you the world's best known and most widely used coaching model that will absolutely help you with your advisory offering. It's called the GROW coaching model. It was developed by Sir John Whitmore and is used by thousands and thousands of coaches and advisors across the globe. The GROW model is a framework that can be used in conversations, in meetings, everyday leadership, and it's there to optimize potential and possibilities for your clients and for your team if you wanted to use it in your business. It's a great tool for helping people achieve success. GROW is an acronym, and it stands for Goal, what do you want? Reality, where are you now? Options, what could you do? Will do, what will you do? A good way to think about how you're going to use the GROW model in your advisory firm is to think about how you would plan a journey. First, you ask your client to decide where they want to go. This is their goal. And establish where they are now, their current reality. And then you explore the various roles that they could take to get to their goal or destination. These are the options. In the final step, you establish the way forward, ensuring they're committed to taking the actions they need to take and be prepared for the obstacles that they could meet on the way. It's a powerful framework that enables you to help your clients reach their goals and make lasting change towards their success. As you now know, being an advisor isn't just about giving advice. And in fact, you can be a great advisor without ever having to give advice. A powerful coaching conversation with your clients is going to enable them to achieve more in their lives and their business than you talking through a management report once a quarter. So with that in mind, let's talk a little bit more about using the GROW model as a business advisory framework with your clients. Your job when you use this framework is not to give the answers, but to have your clients come up with the answers through powerful questioning. This way, your clients will see they already have everything within themselves to empower them to make these goals and dreams a reality. Typically, you can use the GROW method with one-on-one situations. You can use it with a person and create a safe space for them to explore their own motivation and achieve their goals. You can use the model to set up any type of goal, but today we're talking about helping your clients set up goals for business or their life. So why use it in your advisory practice? First, because the GROW model works. It's result-orientated, always ending in the client choosing actions to take. GROW is also easy to remember and easy to follow, so you can relax knowing you've got the key elements of an advisory session covered. And once you know this model off by heart, you'll find it much easier to stay focused and on track in your advisory sessions. It's helpful to know that the GROW coaching model can include a T at the beginning of it. T stands for topic, making it T-GROW. Identifying a topic, which is a general area to focus on, is particularly useful when a client comes to their advisory session scattered and unclear. So let's go through the GROW model again. G, goal. What do you do? choose a goal or required outcome for the advisory session. Reality. Where are you now? Explore where they are around the topic or the goal. What's going on for them? What's getting in the way? O, options. What could you do? Explore ideas and brainstorm what they could focus on and move forward. And then W, will do. What will you do? And this is about identifying the actions they will do to move forward. And then to start the session with a client, you need to pick a topic. You need to have a topic for your advisory session, otherwise your clients will be unclear as to what they want and the session will be a little bit too wishy-washy. A topic focuses on the client and also makes the session manageable for you as their advisor. The T, the topic bit, is not essential. If a client comes to a session knowing, for example, that they want to work on getting more profits out of their business in the next 12 months, then you can move straight into firming up the goal. You can use the topic when the client comes to a session unsure of what they need to work on, or when they're scattered or have several potential session goals to choose from. The quicker that you can get your clients to narrow down a topic for the session, the quicker and easier it is for you to decide on the session goal. Only then you can help your client understand what's getting in the way and choose their next moves. Establishing the coaching session topic often blends with the reality part of the GROW model. This is because you may need a discussion around what is going on in your client's life in order to draw out what they want to focus on. So what I'm going to share with you now are four questions to help you establish a topic with your clients. Get pen and paper and write this down if you can. Question one, so how have you been? This is a great open-ended question to drill down from. Question two, what could we work on that would help you most over the next few weeks? Question three, what ideas did you have in mind for this advisory session? And question four, what do you need most from me today? Okay, so once you have your topic, it's time to set that goal. Having a goal is how you ensure your client gets what they want from every advisory session with you. The session goal enables you to deliver value as well as manage the session timing and stay focused. One of the things that makes advisory different from just offering compliance work is that it focuses on action and change. It's about looking to the future and not looking at the past of their business. We help the client get clarity on what they want from each session and therefore ensure they receive value, they learn, and they grow. So when the client drifts away from the topic, as it often happens, the goal allows us to focus the client. We can then use this sentence. We seem to be heading in a different direction here. Your goal for the session was increasing your profits. So what would you prefer to focus on? This tactic is especially helpful if you have a client that likes to tell long stories. And you know who you are if you're listening to this, clients. At first, it can seem scary to bring a client back on track. But after a while, you will build your confidence and they will trust your guidance. The goal part differs from the topic. Now you want to get specific. You have a loose topic area. Now it's time to get clear on the specific outcomes your client's looking for. You may need to explore your client's reality first to uncover a goal. So review your client's reality to discover what's bothering them or what would really excite them and what would give them pleasure to work on. I will share more about the reality section in a moment. Let's just focus on the goal for now. Ideally, your client will have one goal / required outcome per session. If the client wants to address more than one issue, you'll need to make the session goal smaller, and you'll need to work harder to stay super focused and on topic. With more than one goal, consider managing expectations. You could say something like, I'm not sure if we'll have time for both these goals in this session, but I'll do my best. And if there was a priority here, which goal is the most important to work on first? The goal is what helps us deliver value and keeps the client focused as the advisory session progresses. This ensures that they get the support and help that they want and need most. Sometimes establishing the goal takes a while and it may feel like it eats into valuable time. But a super clear session goal or agreement makes your time together highly focused, and it trains the client to get specific about what they want, which maximizes client satisfaction. So, establishing a goal is arguably the most important stage of any advisory session. You co-create an agreement with the client for what you'll work on during your time together. I'm going to share with you now four questions that you can use to help set a goal in your advisory session. Pen and paper time, ready? One, what's important to really focus on today? Question two, I'm wondering what you would love to have happen by the end of this session. Question three, what specifically would you like to get out of the next 30, 45, 60 minutes? Question four, what's the outcome you're looking for from our advisory session today? Okay, let's move on to the R, which is the reality. The R, reality part of an advisory session, is where you help your clients understand their situation and how they got to where they are now. So this is where we question, we challenge, reframe, and reflect back to our client so that they can see where they are. What have they done so far? What's working for them and what hasn't? It's about really getting into where your client is right now and how this impacts them. The reality part of the GROW model should also include talking about feelings and digging into emotions. You'll also explore beliefs, gut feelings, and their intuition, often new or uncharted frontiers for our clients. Exploring a client's reality is the meat of any advisory session, raising our client's self-awareness. We might also look at values, habits, priorities, limiting beliefs, actions taken, actions not taken, and more. This is where the client gains powerful ideas, insights, and learns about themselves. When an advisory session starts to feel dry and functional, or lacks inspiration and insight, it's usually because not enough time was spent exploring the client's reality. The topic and goal frame up what gets explored in this reality part of our session. In our advisory sessions, we're likely to spend most of our time in this reality part. That's because it's your client's understanding of their reality that gives them the motivation to make change. It's your client's reality and how they see their world that impacts what they're willing to take action on. So explore your client's reality deeply before moving on to brainstorming options and committing to what they will do. Here are some questions that you could use with your advisory clients to help them get clear on their reality. Question number one. Describe a day in your life as it relates to the issue or the goal. What are the daily impacts? Question two, where are you now in relation to your goal? What have you already done towards your goal and what have you learned so far? Question three, what are you telling yourself that's getting in the way? Question four, who will be the winners and losers if you achieve your goal? And how does this affect how you feel about your goal? And question five, what has prevented you from doing more or moving towards your goal? Okay, so once we're clear on the topic, goal, and reality, we have to move on to your client's O, which is options. If the client could solve their problems alone, they would have done so already. So this is where they really see the benefit of your work together. Often what they need is help brainstorming or support to take any action they've been putting off. This may involve tweaking an existing action, challenging and inspiring your client to make a bigger action, or it could also mean shrinking an action to make it more achievable. Either way, a good dig around in the options section to discover ideas for our client plays huge dividends. Brainstorming is a good term to use here. You want to encourage your clients to get ideas out of their head and come up with as many options as possible. They do not need to make sense of the options at the beginning of this part of the exercise. They can make sense of the options once they're out of their head and onto the paper. Sometimes the client suddenly sees a way to implement something that initially might have seemed crazy or impossible to them. So encourage your client to throw out as many ideas as they can. And remind your clients that just because they come up with an idea doesn't mean that they have to do it. The best and breakthrough actions often come out towards the end of the options phase, so allow enough time to relax into it and keep probing them to get more ideas out. And finally, a helpful reframe, for clients who struggle with freely identifying ideas, focus them by saying what is possible and not what is probable when it comes to their options. Here are some questions you could use to help your clients get clear on the options they have to reach their goals. Question one, what could they stop doing or do less of, do more of, continue doing and start doing? Let's imagine it's a year from now and you've accomplished your goal. What steps have you taken to achieve it? Another question, let's imagine you're really excited about this. What would you do? I like this one the most. What could you do if you knew you couldn't fail? For me, that is the one that really opens up people's minds and opportunities. Question five, imagine you're an expert in this area. What ideas do you have now? And question six, what if time, money, failure, what other people thought was not an issue? The essence of advisory is facilitating change. This usually, but not always, means a client taking some kind of action. And that's where the W, the will do of the GROW model, comes in. Sometimes it's called the way forward. I prefer will do, as it's more specific. So I make sure every one of my clients leaves their session committed to at least one will do. When I'm coaching at the Business Advisor Academy and running our Q&A and coaching sessions, I use the term action, and I ask my clients to give me one action they're going to implement before our next session. Remember, if people are clear, it takes away the fear. And this is exactly what we're doing using the GROW model. We're getting our advisory clients to have crystal clarity so that they can then take action and reach the goals you've set with them. The will do part of the GROW model is the culmination of your advisory session's work. When your clients are deciding their will do, this should follow on from the options part of your advisory session. Your clients review the ideas they've just identified and choose one or more actions to commit to. And, of course, the actions chosen should focus on achieving your client's stated session goal. It's just such a great model and it works so very, very well. Here are some questions you can finish off your advisory session with to get your clients to commit to an action or two. Question one, so replay your key options to me. Question two, what could you do as the very first step towards meeting your goal? Question three, how might you commit to that? And question four, on a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to complete that action? Then, what stops it being a 10 if they don't give a 10? And what could you do to raise the score to help them reach that 10? Question five, what could get in the way of you completing that action? Question six, what three things could you do to support yourself and make sure this gets done? And question seven, how would you like to be held accountable for these actions? There are also a few other things that you can ask at the end of an advisory session to help your clients achieve what they need to achieve. These can include, what do you need from me? Ask this question to find out what they need from you to support them in moving forwards. What was your biggest win of the session today? By asking this question, we not only reinforce the value of your advisory session, but learn what's really important to our clients. When I run my group coaching sessions, and actually come to think of it, if you have ever been on any of my webinars, you will have heard me say, what's your biggest takeaway from this session? And I would go T for takeaway, give me your takeaway, which actually is my version of the win. I use the GROW model in one-on-one coaching situations and also in my group coaching sessions. I use it when running my free webinars for my audience and I get people interacting with me. The interaction and the asking of questions enable the audience to have the transformations on the webinar. Every webinar I hold, I have people say to me how great it was, how useful it was, and how much clarity they have after coming to it. For me, the only thing that's not specifically covered in the GROW model is the ongoing accountability. The GROW, or the T-GROW model, is an advisory session model rather than an entire coaching or advisory model or process. In the GROW or T-GROW model, there isn't anywhere to review actions agreed at previous sessions. Now, we live in a world where it's easy for people to find more important things to do than working towards their life and business goals. So for many people, accountability is a key benefit of advisory. As their advisor, you must be someone who will ask and check whether they followed through on their commitments to themselves. There also isn't anywhere to celebrate actions completed or to explore and learn why actions were not completed. Unless we explicitly ask, this could get easily missed. I start my advisory sessions with my clients by reviewing the wins and actions from previous sessions before getting into the T-GROW model. Above all, remember the GROW or the T-GROW model is not a fixed sequence. It's a framework that you can use and dance around. Yes, set the topic. Yes, explore the goal. But to explore the goal, you might find you need to dance to the reality section and then back to the goal section. Maybe your client loves to brainstorm ideas and pulls you into the options part of the framework in the first 5 minutes of the session. They may need this as part of the process for them. Over time, you're going to get better and better at holding the GROW advisory sessions. You will become more confident and more relaxed. Remember, these sessions are not there to replace the need to run through the numbers from management accounts or help them understand their tax options. These sessions are there to help your clients achieve their wildest dreams and have the freedom and joy they aspire to have. And one final thought. The GROW model can be used with your team when they're stuck, with your children when they're needing support, with your friends and your family. As I said at the beginning of this podcast episode, no one, and I mean no one, likes to be told what to do. So practice the GROW model and let people decide what they want to do. Your job is to facilitate the transformation they need to have, not to give them instructions on what you would do in the situation. People just won't thank you for it. If you empower them and give them the freedom to achieve great things, their confidence will increase and their life will improve dramatically. And whilst you will not have given them the exact answer, you will have facilitated and they will trust you as someone that has their back. I do hope that you've enjoyed today's podcast. One of the most frequent questions I get asked is how to offer advisory services. So today I share how you could run an advisory session in a powerful and life-transforming way. For now, I'm going to sign off and I'll see you in the next episode, wishing you a great day or night, wherever you are.
Thank you for listening to the Business Advisor podcast. If you've enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to follow or subscribe, share this podcast and leave a rating and review. To discover more about how you can confidently build an advisory offer into your practice that your clients and prospects won't say no to, we invite you to join Amanda on her next webinar, How to Launch and Scale Your Advisory Offering. Join her by visiting businessadvisoracademy.com/webinar. See you soon.